We are joined by Senator Brad Hawkins. Thanks for joining us this morning, Senator.
Hey, thanks so much, Kaylee. Good to be on with you.
Awesome. Great. Yeah, so how is your affordable workforce housing bill moving along?
Oh, big stuff yesterday. I am so excited. This is Senate Bill 5868, supported by Leavenworth and the Chelan Valley Housing Trust and Wenatchee Valley Chamber of Commerce and Chelan County and many others. It took a major step forward yesterday. It cleared the full House of Representatives. It was tough to thread that needle, but I think it passed by a vote of 68 to 28, and it's been one of the more challenging pieces of legislation that I've worked on in my career. But it did get slightly adjusted in the House of Representatives, so when it comes, it has to come back to the full Senate for a quick up or down revote, because bills need to pass both chambers in their exact same form in order to advance to the governor. So I think that final vote could come sometime next week.
Okay, so that doesn't have to be by Friday for that. You can actually have that in the next week.
That's right.
Okay, that's good. Right. Good to know, because we're getting down to the wire here, because by the Constitution,
right,
you have to be done by the 10th. That's coming up, counting down almost the hours now. It's the 3rd, that's 7 days, counting the weekend. Okay, now let's talk about the budget. We were just talking about, you and I were off air, about how there's a big change because that export fuel tax has been dropped from the big transportation $16 billion package that the Democrats put out. What's up with that and other budget items?
Yeah, so all the budgets kind of intertwine, and the transportation package, this Move Ahead Washington, is receiving a one-time transfer of $2 billion from the operating budget. So the two budgets are connected, and then the Move Ahead Washington package has a big hole in it right now because of that export fuels tax, and neighboring states like Oregon, Alaska, and Idaho have, you know, caused a lot of frustration and concern, expressed a lot of concern to Governor Inslee. So they're pulling that back. They're trying to fill that as a revenue source. But right now it's a little bit up in the air as to how it will all come together. And if by chance the Move Ahead Washington transportation package is not able to successfully advance, then I'm not exactly sure what the operating budget writers do with the extra $2 billion, but I would hope we could at least keep it in our reserve account and not spend it. But all these three budgets and all these things need to come together, not just by March 10th. They actually need to come together a few days before, because all the documents need to be finalized, written up, and posted publicly at least 24 hours in advance of any votes. And then we have potential floor debates and floor amendments. So it is quickly coming right down to the wire here this session.
Yeah, boy, no, nothing like complications. And I've worked a bunch of legislatures as a reporter, other states, and I know it all happens this time of the session. It's all in the, you know, the final few days. So what about the Confluence Parkway part of that? Does that have a chance?
I'd say it's probably 50-50 at this point. If I was trying to put on my political prognosticator glasses, I think there is a chance we could squeeze it in right at the end. I know it's top of mind for some of the transportation negotiators, and they want to fill a hole that's missing for projects in Central Washington, and this would be a good one. Not only that, it's a $134 million project, and we already have $49 million of federal funding. So let's not leave those dollars on the table, and let's close the funding gap and get it done. And that's what we're trying to do.
That's $85 million from the state. Thanks for joining us this morning, Senator from the 12th District, State Senator Brad Hawkins. We'll talk to you next week, sir. Hopefully you get some sleep between now and then. Thanks for joining us.